Welcome to How to Build a Tent. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show with a friend. Today, I want to talk about sales and how to make a sales and how that has just transformed over the years. I was thinking about this topic because my wife and I, we just finished Mad Men for the second time around. That show is so interesting just to see not only just like the cultural norms of that day, but just the transition of how marketing changed even in that day and just how big of a deal it was to get this huge computer that like took up a whole big room and how all the customers were intrigued by it and how they were using this one big computer that who knows what it did to make sales and sell their agency over other agencies. So I want to talk about that today because there's been a big shift and some of the bigger companies, some of the traditional marketers still haven't made that shift or are kind of coming to it late to the game. And I want to talk about just kind of the philosophy and how you should approach thinking about making a sale and why does somebody want to buy your product. So we're going to get into that. Before we do, I want you to go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, and when you do, put in the code HTBT, how to build a tent, HTBT, in the memo field, and you'll get a free HTBT mug. And along with the mug, you get all the benefits that come with it. You get Christian music, you get the Shotgun Worldview series that the Cross Politic guys put together, and a lot of other content that we're going to be rolling out through the year. We have a lot of great stuff. So please think about, pray about coming alongside of us, supporting us, getting that mug, maybe buying some of that coffee. You get 10% off merchandise once you become a member as well. So now you'll have something to put that coffee in. You have the HTBT mug. I really like it. And second of all, this show is brought to you by 24/7 QBO. They offer white glove customer service to you who needs service, needs help, needs advice with QuickBooks. And let me tell you, that was one of the hardest things for me to learn when I was getting into it. When I was getting my master's, it was a true story. My accounting professors made us take the test where we had to create a balance sheet, create an income statement, create a cash flow statement with pencil. Like I haven't written in years, and then I had to also, so I had to like relearn how to write, but then I had to do that all in pencil. And that's great because you get to learn, you have to learn how to build a balance sheet, how to build that income statement, those cash flow statements, what goes where, and where all those assets and liabilities go. It's really great. But when you get into the real world and you get to QuickBooks, it's nothing like a balance sheet or an income statement. I mean, those are the outputs you get from it, but the day-to-day operations is so different from what you can learn in a textbook or what you learn from school. So I had just a nightmare trying to figure out QuickBooks on my own, and that was with business experience, with an MBA, but I just never had to handle the finance on my own until I had to. And I would have loved to know about 24/7 QBO. Check them out, give them a call. They have a great monthly subscription where they will be alongside of you, helping you so you can put your energy and your time into what you do best, providing service, creating awesome products for your own business. And especially if you're thinking about, after listening to the last couple shows, starting your own side hustle and you need help with itemizing and sorting your income from your new business, from your personal and all that stuff, you want to keep them separate. And QuickBooks is a great tool to do that. 24/7 QBO is a great service to help you maximize the benefits you get from QuickBooks. So check that out. If you, and also I was talking with somebody last week who had a question. They were working with elderly people, I think it was, and mentally disabled people, and he worked for a company that was helping these people and taking care of them and things like that. And he was asking, can I enter your contest? And absolutely, if you are working for any kind of company, feel free to write a business plan about your existing company and submit that. That is just as good as writing a business plan for your own business or starting your own company. You have an idea or anything like that. So please, if you want to get in on this contest where you get to come on this show and you get to talk about your business plan and your existing business and you get a sweet group swag in a bag, so that would be a swag bag of stuff. If you want to enter, you have until March 31st to email me, Matt, how to build a tent. And then I will make the selection. Depending on how many people or submit their plans, then I will get back to, I'll review them and get back to you as soon as I can. But I mean, if it's like thousands, it's going to take me a while, but I will look at them all. So if you want to reach out to me for anything besides that, you can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com as well. Or you can find me on social media, follow me, I love it. Please, that is a really great way to support us along with sharing the show. You can find me at How to Build a Tent on the social media sites. We are also live streaming the show. If you don't want to listen to it and you want to see this face, I don't know why you would, but you could. It's on YouTube and Facebook, Twitter, Periscope, live, 12 p.m. during your lunch break. Well, 12 p.m. Pacific, so it might be 3 p.m. afternoon if you're on Eastern Standard Time. If you're around the world, I think it's like, what, 3 a.m. in the morning, let's just say. All right, so let's get into it today. And I want, again, to talk about this because there's so much changing. And when things change, you really have to understand and have a new strategy for how you're going to make sales, how you're going to do your marketing. And a lot of times those go hand to hand, but I want to specifically talk about sales today because like the Mad Men days, like I was talking about before, the idea was you would spend tons and tons of money on tons and tons of ads, on a tons and tons of different marketing channels. So you would spend, probably back then it would be hundreds of thousands of dollars, today it would be millions of dollars on these ads, and you would blast them out like a fire hose for everybody in the world to see on the three channels that there were on TV, on the two newspapers, the local one and then the New York Times, the top three magazines. And the idea was, is you would try to be shaping people's understanding that the culture you are in is part of this product. So if you're an American, you drink Coca-Cola, you drive a Ford or a Chevy or whatever it was, you were trying to convince people that your product is what you need to identify with. And so you would just blast it out through all of these different channels, and you would just hope that there would be a positive response. And like I said, the computer started making it a game changer, but what even made this a bigger game changer with making sales is the internet. More so than the computer itself, it's the internet. Because there were so many pros that came along with selling on the internet. One is you could start targeting precisely. You could have very targeted ads to specific groups of people because Facebook, all of these photos, all of these different things, all the information that you're putting in for surveys, when you're taking those quizzes, like are you this princess or this prince or whatever it is on the, you know, the Disney characters or whatever, you're giving these people information about you to sell to people who are trying to make sales and allowing them to target you specifically for the products that they think you're the customer for. And that's just a whole different strategy than just blasting it on TV and hoping the people that you're going after are watching. Also, instead of just having a blanket cost for commercial, like they still have that, but when that was just a sole thing, or you paid for an ad in the paper or in a magazine, a full page ad was like cost you a lot of money. Now you have click ads where you will only get charged if you hit the person that you're looking for that is interested in your product. You can reach them anywhere instead of just after work at night on TV. You can find them anywhere because we have smartphones now, and you will be able to look and make sales 24 hours a day while they're at work, while they're in their bed, while they're waking up in the morning. And this is just creates a whole new dynamic that has to change our thinking about how we're making sales and how we're making conversions, besides just blasting it out, getting out our name and just hoping people respond to it and follow up more wherever they would. If they go to the store to buy Coke, go to their car dealer if it's Ford, for example. And another thing that makes marketers jealous from like even 20, 30 years ago is now ads can be measurable. And this is really important for you to understand because this is how you're gonna get the most bang for your buck, is when you are measuring the effectiveness of ads. You can do A/B testing where you test one ad and then test a completely different ad and see which one performs. Then you pick the one that performs the best, and then you start tinkering with that until it becomes optimized and gets a good return that you're looking for. That kind of approach never existed beforehand. And if you are not taking advantage of capturing data and learning from your ads and not just putting ads that you think that people will like, but you're actually getting information back and seeing which ads perform the best and then using those and leveraging those, then you're totally missing out and you're going to be wasting a lot of money that you don't need to waste if you would otherwise. But one of the big cons of the internet is that everyone's doing it. Everyone has ads. And what happens is the consumer, the one that you're going after to make the sale, gets really glazed over. They get tired of the ads. You know, you're scrolling through Instagram and you're looking through and you see the ads. You don't even see them anymore. You're just scrolling through your newsfeed or whatever on Twitter and Facebook. And so there's a big challenge because it's so great to advertise on the internet that it's not great anymore because so many people are advertising on there. There's a low barrier to get into advertising. Facebook, Google, these guys want you to advertise and they're trying all these different ways for you to advertise your business. So it's just a big LA 405 rush hour traffic jam of ads trying to get to the consumers. So what do you do? Well, one of the great things to do is do search engine optimization. And also, if you have an app, is App Store optimization. And this is great because when people are searching for your product or searching for something related to it, if you have a great SEO strategy, if you have a great strategy to optimize on the App Store, then your product, your web page, your website is going to show up on that first page. And showing up on the first page is huge. There is such a big difference between being on the first page and the second page of a Google search. Just think about it. When was the last time that you did a Google search for something and you went to the second page? You don't do it. You either click on one of the ads that are on the top, or you are going down to the first or second the search results from Google, and then that's it. You just take whatever they say or whatever product they have, and usually you go for it. So that's how important it is to have a strong SEO strategy. And again, the downside is that all the big companies know this. All the big companies have great marketing directors and VPs, and they have tons of money to back them. And so you're going to have a hard time with competing against those big companies. So you need to have an understanding and you need to know the customer better than the big companies. And that's going to be one of your biggest strategic advantages as a small company, is how much time you can put into knowing your customer. The big box stores, the big large companies that have millions and millions of dollars to throw at you, oftentimes don't know the customers as much as the small business, because small business guys are talking to their customers, they're interacting with their customers. The people that are making the strategic decisions for the businesses of the small business are also usually the ones that are doing the customer service and handling the problems. And the big company, that's not true. They're all different departments. So that is one of the advantages of a small business and the customer relations department and making sales, is you can learn about your needs of your customer faster than a bigger company can. Now that's starting to change with how good big businesses are leveraging big data, but I still believe that is a good competitive advantage right now for a small business. Now the tricky thing about SEO and then ASO, which is the App Store search optimization, is that it's expensive, it's competitive, and also it's very difficult to figure out the algorithms. And it's something that, like, it's always changing there, because Google and Facebook and all these search engines are constantly updating these algorithms, so you're constantly having to make changes and adapt. For example, how to build a tent. When I say welcome to how to build a tent, you notice I started putting in the notes, welcome to how to build a tent as well. And you're like, why is he saying that in the notes? Well, because one of the things that Google is doing now is looking at the text and looking at the video and seeing if your text matches the beginning of your video. And if so, it's going higher up in the algorithms. At least that is what somebody who is an expert in search engine optimization was telling me the other day. So I'm giving it a shot and seeing what it's like. And again, these things are always changing, so you got to stay ahead of it if you're really looking to do sales on the internet. Now I kind of want to turn to another book that I was reading, Seth Godin's book, and This Is Marketing. And this is a great book. I'll put it in the show notes too. And I just love this book because it gets to the philosophy and gets to the really depth of knowing your customer and why your customer wants to buy a product. I'd really encourage you to check out this book. It's always great to be reading, constantly be learning about things, especially if you're in sales and marketing, because so much is changing, technology is changing so quickly. And he says something like this. He says, you can't be seen until you learn to see. I love that. You can't be seen until you learn to see. And unpacking that is basically, if you want to show up as your product, your business, if you want people to see you, you need to be able to see and understand what your customer is looking for and what your customer needs. And he goes into depth in this big philosophical approach and this like commentary about, and he uses an example, I'll just say it, he talks about selling a drill bit. Well, no one really wants a drill bit. Your customer is never going to buy a drill bit for the drill bit of itself. And he says, but they're actually trying to drill the hole in the wall. But no one really wants the hole in the wall. They want to hang the shelf in their house to make their house look better. But people don't really want to make their house look better. They want to feel admired. They want to feel like their objects are in an orderly fashion. They want to make it look pleasant when they come home. They want to feel good. So all of that needs to be considered when selling a drill bit. If you were trying to sell a drill bit and said, hey, this drill bit is really great. It has all these spinny little circles that really pulls out all the material that it's drilling. You won't have any problems with it. Like, that's going to be a hard sell. But if you made it sound like this, I'm just totally being ad hoc right now. It's like, improve your house. Look at this beautiful house with this beautiful shelf and these beautiful flowers on the shelf. Don't you want that too? Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, sell the vision of what you could get with the drill bit instead of the drill bit itself. And that's how you need to start thinking. You need to not just think like, okay, I still sell this product, a drill bit, but why would a customer want this drill bit? What is the meaning for it? Like, if you are at a high-end restaurant, you're not just selling the food. Yes, you're gonna sell the quality of food, but you're gonna be selling an experience. People want to go out and leave their house and not cook themselves because they're going to get an experience. It's going to feel great to go there. It's going to have the music playing in the background. It's going to have the wine sound popping. You're going to have great service, and the food's going to melt in your mouth. You're not just saying, hey, come get filled up at this food place, but you're selling the reason people come to restaurants, special occasions, because it's, you know, a celebration for something, a birthday, a anniversary. And so just, I would really encourage you, because of how things are constantly changing from the old days where you just blast everything to targeted ads to competing with big businesses, that you really take time to philosophically understand why your customer would want to buy your product. And once you start really thinking through that and you take time to understand your customer in a better way, hopefully, than those larger companies can, then you start to build your sales strategy, your sales pitch, your reason, your few sentences to convince your customer of why they need to have your product. It's not because you want to drill a hole in the wall, but it's because you want to come home and feel like your house is in order. And you want to come home and sit down and just be able to look at that picture of your family on the shelf. All right, so don't forget, start thinking about those business plans. Start thinking about these marketing aspects, how you're going to sell your business plan. If you have any questions about the contest, go look at episode 90. They have the official rules. And also, please sign up, CrossPolitik. Become a member, get the free mug, and all the benefits that come with being a CrossPolitik member as well. And if you have any questions, you can email me, matthowtobuildatent.com. You can look for me on the social media sites. Please give me a follow, How to Build a Tent. And we'll talk to you next time. God bless.